by that marching sound, it can mean only one thing, and that you have tuned in to the Ha! 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 Hot, and it's time to dance. Yeah, we got a little remix version that time, I guess. You know, my bad. Episode 43, summer's over. So where's that grin? Little special episode tonight. We're going to be talking a little SummerSlam. We also have in studio, in the Icon studio, Pro Wrestling Blitz heavyweight champion, Grin. We'll be talking SummerSlam with him. We'll be talking to Grin a little bit. And we'll be talking Anarchy Rising 5 that's happening Saturday in Berwyn, Illinois. But before we get to any and all of that, first we must do this. Open the window. Excuse me. And here we go.
Time for the hashtag Savage, ladies and gentlemen. I can see him from here. He's so grateful. That grass.
Yes, I've just flapped my way into, flapped my way into the Icons studio. And for those of you that do not know, I am known the better part of the Midwest, every trailer park between here and the Mississippi, as Max. No, I'm not your baby's daddy.
But he could be.
Holiday. And of course, as you hear, I am not alone. I'm joined each and every week by my good friend. Whoa. I hate it when he does that. Try to give him a proper introduction.
High five.
No.
Back. There is a super banana coming through. Would not want to issue with it.
Watch the peel, please.
Peel that you do not want to feel, but you might want to feel. So, oh, that's your boy. Hey, I am Super Santana. The big banana sucks, bitches, and I am here. I'm here.
This is
episode 43. Summer is over.
I know, right?
So where is that grin?
It's a good question, and it's a very good... Wow, I can't believe we're here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I know there's still a little bit of grin left in my carpet over here. No matter what I do, I can't get him out.
For those of you that are just tuning in, we have special guest in studio tonight, Grin. He's been with us before. You can go back and check the archives for past shows where we've had Grin Ringmaster, and of course, a couple other people along the way. But when we had Grin here, you have to go listen to it. You have to go listen to it. It was a good episode. It was really good. I enjoyed it. I don't know about you, but I thoroughly enjoyed
it. As did I. It was good times.
It was. Speaking of good times, how was your weekend?
oh man, it was a weekend of rest, so it was epic. I didn't do shit.
An epic weekend of rest?
Man, you know, yeah. It's one of those weekends that you just needed, like, you know, there's just too much shit going on, and you just needed one of those weekends where you just do nothing. That's what I did. So my weekend was fucking awesome. How was yours?
Mine was great. What did I just do this last weekend? Oh, yeah, no, I had one of those epic weekends of rest as well. I myself wanted to make sure that my body was in 100, it was at 100% tip-top capacity, shape, whatever the hell you want to say, the best possible shape that it could be for this Saturday coming up. So I took the weekend off last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anarchy Rising, big weekend.
Right. That's coming up this weekend. So, yeah, I had a pretty boring weekend. I mean, I did watch SummerSlam. Did you watch SummerSlam?
I watched it. I didn't watch the last match. I ain't going to lie.
But you saw the whole night?
Pretty much.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about it in a little bit, but what was your overall, give us your, you know, your quick overview of what you thought?
I thought it was a pretty damn good pay-per-view, considering, you know, all the letdowns that usually come up. You know, SummerSlam's usually one of the bigger pay-per-views that come up in the year, you know, associated with, you know, the, you know, bigger ones like the Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, you know, that type of thing. You know, it's not quite on WrestleMania level, but it's still one of the bigger events they always have. And they didn't disappoint this year. You know, a lot of the times these bigger ones, they just disappoint, and this one was really good. I got to say, I didn't see the last match though. I'm not gonna lie, so I don't know how that went. I'm getting mixed reviews on it, but I will say the rest of the pay per view came off very well. Shit, even the night before, I got a chance to watch the NXT TakeOver. I don't know if you got a chance to see that.
I got to see parts of it.
It was good. It was really good. I mean, you know, there were some matches that I just really didn't care for because guys I really didn't know or, you know, just didn't really impress me. But, you know, the women's, man, I must say the women's division in NXT is unbelievable.
It's awesome.
The matches are very, very entertaining.
Those girls can go in NXT.
Man, tell me about it. Especially, you know, girls, you really don't think like that that Bayley or whatever, you know, that that finish she pulled off was, whoa. Didn't see that coming.
Oh, you know, I when I saw that finish, the first thing I thought of was amazing. It was placed amazingly. It was done well. I mean, it's WWE. It was done well. And then I automatically thought to myself, my God, if this was on the indie scene, this would have been midway through the match, and it would have received a two count. It wouldn't have even been a finish.
Yeah, that would have been definitely a kick out for sure. But, yeah, you know, like, I wasn't expecting that out of her, especially after that fuck-up she had. But she had just did, like, a kind of reverse out of a fucking flip or some shit and landed on the side of her neck. I don't know if you noticed that, but,
No, I did.
Yeah,
I saw it.
She came out and did that shit, yeah.
It was messed up. No, I agreed. But yeah, no, NXT, the women's division is off the chain, man. Off the chain for sure. And the girls are pretty hot. Absolutely. I'm going to go.
What do you think of this boss girl?
Sasha Banks?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers, even if it was me.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. Oh, her wrestling abilities?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, she's all right. She's all right. You know, she's good.
Okay. Not bad.
I mean, I could take the Greg the Hammer Valentine stance and be like, you know, women should know their place in wrestling, but that would be me being Johnny Draven, barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. I'm joking. It's not my thoughts. I love women wrestling. I love women.
I hope so.
Oh man, that's great.
Nothing against dudes that like dudes out there. I'm just saying, I hope you like women.
You sure about that? yeah. Nothing against those guys, but
No. Not at all.
Okay. Anyways, I think it's time that we
awkward.
You're making it awkward, man.
Thank you.
Man, speaking of Rickroll, you see what Foo Fighters did this week?
No.
Oh my God. Okay, you know who the Westboro Baptist Church is, right?
Who with them?
I knew I was going to have to explain this. The Westboro Baptist Church.
What the fuck is that?
Okay, that's the church is always protesting against like the military and gays and, you know, God hates fags or their signs and stuff like that.
Oh, they always get something to protest about?
yeah, they always have something to protest about. Well, this past weekend, Foo Fighters took and Rickrolled the Westboro Baptist Church as they were protesting. Playing it here in the background. They drove up on a truck in front of the protesters from the Westboro Baptist Church and played Rick Einley. Yeah.
What did you do?
They just literally danced in the back of a truck saying, "You're getting Rickrolled," as they parked in front of the protesters.
Protesters got Rickrolled?
Yep, by the Foo Fighters, of all people. Foo Fighters Rickrolled the Westboro Baptist Church. I mean, they're holding up signs, God hates proud sinners, no special laws for fags.
Jesus.
Yeah, this is the type of stuff they're doing. So this is why, you know, they're out here. Foo Fighters came and Rickrolled them. So that's hilarious. They got some big buff dude in, like, a pair of underwear and a tight shirt. He's holding a sign that says, "Keep it clean." This is awesome.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Can I just say, first of all, the Foo Fighters? I was never a Foo Fighters, like fan. I don't think I can even name one Foo Fighters song. It's probably because they all suck.
Whoa, what? No, you did not.
Yeah. Foo Fighters.
Dude, you're crazy. How can you even say that all the Foo Fighters suck?
Samoa Ho.
What? Oh. No, you're wrong, dude. You're wrong for that one.
What's
not
Samoa
Foo
Ho?
Fighters. No, not Foo Fighters.
Oh, the Foo Fighters? Foo Fighters? I'm telling you, I can't name one Foo Fighters song.
But you hear it, you know it's a Foo Fighters song. That's not right, dude. We're going to get in trouble now. Just because I got to show you that Foo Fighters don't suck.
Sounds like a song that sucks.
You sound like a Johnny Draven.
Damn you!
You sound
damn
like
you.
A Johnny Draven.
Don't ever say that again.
Holy shit. I'm telling them all about it. I'll tell you what, you don't want to piss off. You know, our in studio guest is also a fan of Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
So yeah, take it easy, man. Take it easy.
The Foo Fighters? Does he like Bad Religion too? They suck.
Well, I'm not a fan of Bad Religion either, so I'm not going to defend that. Don't tell Johnny Draven that one. Let's see. Whew. Oh, kayfabe news. I got some good kayfabe news coming up tonight. Heenan is unsure how to feel now that Hulkamania is finally dead. That's going to be our curtain jerk. All then our mid card. Make-A-Wish visit goes horribly wrong when Lesnar eats a child. And then in our main event, Undertaker attempts laughter and fails. That's coming up tonight in our kayfabe news. I'm curious, though.
My nizzle.
Will Angry Rance be making a comeback?
It's possible. I'm a little angry. Not too much.
You're a little? 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 Okay.
A little bit. I'm working on it. I'm working on the angry.
All right. Well, since we have a special in-studio guest, I think that we should probably go ahead and take a little break, take our break early so we can bring him on.
Oh.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. We'll take an early break here. Unless there's something you want to get to before we do that.
Yeah. There is one thing I'd like to say. Did you see the new article on these?
The new article on what?
These nuts. Ooh. I'm done.
Yeah, I cannot. Wow, good one.
Thank you. You fell face first into it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I did. So we're going to take a quick break. Then when we come back, we're going
to
bring Grin.
Shout out to the homeboy 50.
Yeah, 450. He's in town. Surprised we didn't bring him on.
Well, I'm not actually in studio.
Oh, where are you at?
I'm reporting live from Nigeria.
Nigeria? What's going on in Nigeria?
You don't even want to know, man. You don't even want to know. I'll let you know later.
Okay, all right. Well,
Let's just say that it has something to do with Fat Girl, Belly,
I'm scared to even ask.
Hashtag Louder Free 2015.
Hashtag Louder Free 2015.
Hashtag Louder Free 2015.
Hashtag Louder Free 2015.
Hashtag Louder Free
Shake it, baby. haven't already, go over to Facebook and like us at facebook.com/thehoppod and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the Hoppod. It's that easy.
This is Christopher St. Michael, and you're listening to HPN247.com.
This is the Sworn Savage, Will Moore, and you're listening to the Hot Pod.
Oh. Wrestling Federation's very own Supreme Aryan. You're listening to the Hop Hop.
And we're back from our little break. And me, Superbad here. And of course, we got a little special guest joining us in studio tonight. Superbad, you there? You okay? You're alive?
Yes. I'm trying to figure out if my connection's bad or if that fucking song was horrible.
No, it's the connection. It'll sound fine when you listen to the playback.
Okay, yeah, I was like...
I say that, and sometimes I listen to the playback and go, sounds like I know a thing about what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's true. It sounds like shit.
So it's really a 50-50 shot on what you're going to hear.
That's true. Yeah. We'll find out.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though. On my end, it sounded phenomenal. but the reason we took that little early break, it's now 10 p.m. on August 24th.
Standard.
Yeah. Central Standard Elvis time, as we like to say. And we have a special guest we're going to bring out of the green room. Literally, we have a green room here in the Icon Studio, and it only has green M&Ms in there and green Gatorade. I hate green Gatorade.
Don't green M&Ms make you horny?
Yeah, they're supposed to. That's the reason we put them in there. But
is that what you're doing? Yeah, is that what you're doing to your guests over there?
Yeah. I didn't think about that. I should have taken those out. Shit. Okay. Well, here we go. We're going to bring our special guest into the studio here. Yes. If you wouldn't mind opening the door, Draven. No, he's not here. I'm lying. Here we go. Coming to the microphone, a member of the Three Rings and your new Pro Wrestling Blitz heavyweight champion. Ladies and gentlemen, he is no stranger to this show. Please welcome Grin.
It's grinding time.
Oh, that's freaky. Welcome back to the show.
Well, yes, I had to come back to free some minds.
And you wanted a second shot at it.
Well, I did tell you that I was never coming back on your show ever again. But you know what? Last time I was here, I was the No Limits champion.
Yeah.
So I had to make a reappearance as the Blitz heavyweight champion.
Absolutely.
No booby traps this time. No booby traps.
What is that by my foot?
No, there's no booby traps here.
By the way, I was eating those green M&Ms because green is my favorite color.
Yeah.
And man, I got this Woody going on in my pants here. It's rising the belt as we speak.
Shit.
Holy smokes. What did you do?
The first time it works, it backfires.
Booby trap!
The first time it works, it backfires. Son of a bitch.
Hey, is it all right if I go over there and touch you?
No. Stay on your side of the table. Don't. There's a reason it's set up this way. You stay there. I sit here. Yeah, no. Yeah, that's a bad idea. We're going to have to put the red ones out when the guys show up. Anyways, welcome back to the program. The last time you were here has actually become a very, very, I guess a huge folktale in locker rooms. It's a story that just...
I don't know what you're talking about. By the way, before we go on any further, do you have a garbage can nearby?
No, just that plant. Just that house plant over there.
It does look like it needs to be watered.
Just that house plant. Nope. That's it. That's bad. Yeah, no, it's become a big story inside of locker rooms. We're not going to tell it. If you want to hear it, you can go listen to it for yourself.
Well, I hear that Santana's kid's a big fan of mine, so I had to autograph his carpet a certain way, you know?
Autograph it with your DNA.
You got me for life, buddy, until you get rid of that carpet.
There.
No, they're going to – he's literally going to cut that patch of carpet out and put it on eBay and try to catch a little cash off
it. It's kind of like the poker guys in your house. You see the doors opening up for some reason. You better look underneath your bed once in a while.
He's awakened in the middle of the night all of a sudden. It's just
I took a picture when it happened, so, you know, I have, like, a little picture to put out. Sense of the City or whatever, you know. Damn. I got to get you to sign it, though.
He wakes up. Yeah, some music's going off. Crazy. Green lights are flashing everywhere.
It definitely won't be sticky socks underneath your bed.
That's nasty.
Crusty socks.
Crusty socks. Yeah, so Crusty the Clown. Last time you were here, you were the Blitz No Limits champion. And a lot has changed since then. And you brought the belt in. Stark, sorry you don't get to see it, but he brought the belt in.
Brought the belt.
I had to bring it to my brother in the three rings.
I held it, and I'm going to take a picture with it.
So, you know, now that you have the heavyweight title, does it mean just as much to you as the No Limits one did? I mean, I know that No Limits one, I mean, it seemed like it held like a special place in that heart, you know, like it really touched you in a spot where, you know, like that No Limits only could go.
Well, it was a good feeling because I worked pretty hard to get back on top of my game, and when I won that belt, it was special because it showed that I made it again, that I'm a good mid-card guy. But now since I won the heavyweight title, now it just shows that I'm a top guy now, and it feels really good now. I mean, this feels special because not only am I excited to hold it, but the boys in the back seem that I earned it, you know, and to take the No Limits title and run with that and go to the heavyweight title and win that. It's almost like the old school WWE, where if you won the Intercontinental title, you knew that you were going to be the next guy holding the heavyweight title. And I think a lot of companies should look at that and give the second belt to a guy they think that could carry their company later on down the road. So, yeah, it was really special. And it makes it even more special holding the title in my hand right now. So
he's holding the title in his hand while doing the show. I'm going to take a picture of it and post it.
When you drove it over, did you have it in a seatbelt?
I was wearing it. I just wear it now.
Nice. I'll tell you what. When I had my heavyweight championship, I put it in a car seat. I took it everywhere with me, and I put it in a car seat, and I actually had a special spot for it in the refrigerator. It was during the summer. I had the belt. Just wanted to stay cool. My air conditioning was broke, so I took all the groceries out and put the heavyweight title in there.
Well, the fun thing, the best thing I've done with the heavyweight championship, though, is I was in the laundromat,
mm-hmm.
and all I'm wearing is the belt to cover my private spots. While I was doing my laundry after the show, because pretty much wear tights everywhere I go, you know?
Right.
So I had to do laundry. So the old lady comes in, she sees me, and, well, she got a show. I put a smile on her face.
Imagine that, you're sitting there doing laundry, and look up, and all of a sudden, there's Grin.
Naked with the belt on him.
You. Yeah. Just laughing. did you have your face paint on too?
Of course.
Oh, that's awesome. I'd love to hear.
That's
going to
be my playgirl picture.
There's a lot of clowns on this thing these days, huh?
You're sitting there, you're doing your laundry.
Ruffo the Clown? Have you seen him?
Yeah. Ruffo?
Oh, yeah. Ruffo. You missed out on that. Freelance wrestling.
Yeah. I watched it online. I recorded it.
I have it on my phone.
I watched it on the computer.
Yeah, so I've seen it before you. What now?
Yeah, you saw it maybe like a millisecond before me because I watched it on the internet.
Well, because they had the live stream.
They had the live stream, via... I thought it was via Ustream, but I ended up watching it on YouTube, I think. It was weird.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It was on YouTube.
Was it on YouTube?
It was live stream on YouTube.
It was a fun show because I really liked seeing Ruff Crossing do a different character.
Yeah.
And he looked like he had so much fun doing it. It almost brought, like, the passion back to be a performer again, you know, because you can only do a gimmick for so long or be censored, you know, like, I've been censored for so long, so I would love to be on a show like that because grin uncensored. Oh, boy.
The things you can do and say on a show like that.
Like when I was watching, I had to steal one of the Joker's lines. I was like, wait until they get a load of me.
Are you going to be going to freelance?
I don't know. I'd love to. Yeah. Well, if anyone's listening out there, you know, here I am.
Yeah, grinning.
Where are you freelance people at?
Grinning, what?
Hmm?
Did you manage?
What happened?
I didn't hear you.
I don't know what happened. No.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know.
Sinister. Who? What?
Back to the laundromat. Sitting there doing my laundry. And walks Grin.
Minus this.
You got any
corners on it?
I couldn't fit any change in my belt, as you see here.
Oh, that's awkward.
Wow.
Go back to getting Rickrolled, anybody? Anyway.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Let's get this show back on track. So, your first heavyweight championship.
Yeah.
It's
a long road of being an entertainer and not holding a championship anywhere.
Now, the No Limits, was that your first singles title?
No.
No, okay.
My first was in LWF, which was cool. I actually liked that because the build-up was they had a guy named Grudge there, right? And he was just plowing through everybody. He was like the Goldberg of the LWF. Nobody can beat him. He was undefeated.
I remember
then they started a feud with us, and I had a lot of fun with it because then we started doing Bourbon Street, and with my character, I kind of did like a jester gimmick.
Right.
So I think my popularity like got big when we went to Bourbon Street than all the other shows, and the people just loved me there because I was kind of like that Mardi Gras character.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they put us in a feud, and we did LWF has their big show back then. Do you remember what it was called?
Bloodbath.
Bloodbath. So it was cool because on Bloodbath, their big show, I think we had like 700 people there, and I went over on Grudge. I beat Grudge, the undefeated Grudge, and the crowd just went like nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I became instant good guy there. So later on down the road, after I lost the belt, I was like thinking, all right, you know, Grudge is now the LWF heavyweight champion. I'm really hoping that they would put me another program with him. Right. I was really excited because I'm like, oh, this would be a good opportunity. The only man that beat Grudge for the first time, going after him for the gold now.
Right.
What's going to happen now? But I think they missed out on an opportunity, and they start bringing more guys in, and that the whole storyline in my head. And I was always driving, you know, Billy Whack nuts, because every time he'd see me, he'd be like, oh, boy, I better walk the other way. Because I'm like, hey, Whack, I got this idea. Come here. And I'd just fill him up with all these crazy ideas I had in my head.
Yeah.
And I probably, this guy probably had nightmares about me when he sleeps. He's like,
He's
like sleeping.
Does.
He's like, hey, I got this idea. And he wakes up to his girl. He's like, whoa, did you say something to me? Goddamn nightmares I'm having because of Grin.
We'll have to get the Whack on here and find out if he's had any nightmares.
We should get us both on here at the same time. Show with me and Whack.
So you missed the Grudge opportunity with Grudge?
Yep. Yeah.
Well put.
But, yeah, I always wanted to try to, you know, even hold the LWF title because I loved, you know, working there. It was fun because you were, as an artist, you could do whatever you wanted back then. You know, the crowd just loved it.
Right.
And you know, we weren't the greatest workers. We probably didn't even, I mean, we just did crazy stuff, and we had such a great, like, underground, grudgy, punk rock wrestling where everybody else had that traditional wrestling, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's what made us different from everyone else.
So. Well, yeah, it was a very, it was an extreme alternative. Wendy City was the first independent wrestling around, but LWF was the first independent wrestling around here that made indie wrestling cool.
Right,
in my opinion.
Yeah. It was kind of like a, wow, man, it was like independent wrestling met like a smaller version of WWE with the big screens and stuff. They had like live commentary, which you never saw ever before, so that was original.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that, you know, everybody's gear was just back when Hot Topic was cool. Everybody was wearing the cool
it's
shit.
True story.
Yeah, so Hot Topic was like everybody's wrestling gear. And then when I came out with like, a singlet, people were just like, wow, he's wearing tights? What? You know, so I think I was one of the first guys that decided to wear tights. Well, there's some other guys. They wore like swim trunks and stuff. And they,
yeah, no, you were like the first one that had like, if you would, custom gear.
Right, right. Yeah. And I had it airbrushed. I looked like a trash bag. It was bad.
That's funny.
Bad hair.
So you missed the opportunity on the heavyweight title there.
Yeah, yeah. So then not too long after that, I just kind of wanted to quit wrestling at the time. So I kind of did, and I kind of felt bad because I never gave a notice. And, you know, I just lost passion for the business at the time. And I thought it was dumb of me. I should have, you know, told LWF and company that, you know, I wanted to leave on a good note. So for the longest time, like even when I went to like Todd Ringmaster,
mm-hmm.
you know, he called me in and talked me into going to PCW.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? I feel that I still have more to offer, maybe getting a fresh start somewhere else, because there was so much good talent in LWF. I felt that I was drowning with the talent there and I didn't have a chance to shine.
Okay.
There's so many good workers. And they were bringing in way better workers, I thought, than us at the time. Like, they brought Vic Capri, which, man, he was dynamic back then. I was kind of
right.
like,
whoa. Not that he's not now.
They put me in the ring with him in one time, and I was, like, really intimidated. Because, like, oh, my God, yeah, this guy, you know, he looked like a wrestler, and here I am. I was just kind of – I wasn't as big as I am now.
Well, he looks like opens – cans with his hands.
Yeah.
So.
Right, but he was really cool, you know. So I thought we had a really good match and stuff. And a poor guy blew his knee out in the middle of the match. And that
against
was
you?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit. Wow.
Yeah, he did this. He was doing these flips, and when he flipped, he blew his knee out. And I didn't know what to do because it was the first time somebody got injured like that.
Yeah.
And
you go and you start kicking the shit out of the knee.
But I was just like, oh my God, you know, shit, I don't, you know, I was
damn
like,
the knee. Damn the knee.
Yeah.
So,
damn flip.
So I came into him and I gave him a few elbows and stuff. And then I was like, well, you know, what do you want to do? You know, do you want to take it home now? And dude, that guy was a champ. He finished the match, put his finisher on me and everything.
Oh,
with
wow.
a blown out knee.
Oh,
man,
that
impressed me that he finished. I for sure, if they blew out their knee, I would think they would end the, you know, eat the axe, they'd end the match. But yeah, so that always impressed me, and I, you know, I always liked it. And then they brought in a few other guys, Brandon Bishop,
mm-hmm.
and I went to his training facility a few times. Stuff he had a good training facility and stuff.
Yeah.
But it didn't last long. I guess the kid and him, they had money. They had
prime time out?
Yeah, they tried to do the prime. They had one good show, and then after that, it was done. So I don't know what happened there.
Didn't they have like big 3D letters for their?
Yeah, everything looked amazing.
Yeah,
they spent a lot of money and time, and the show, from what I saw pictures of, it looked
from
really
back
good.
Then. That was
right.
a huge deal.
Right, but they brought him in, and then they brought Airborne in. And me and Brandon wrestled a few times in a different company. And when they brought him into LWF and they had him attack me, and I thought I was going to get a chance and opportunity to work him in a program. And that never happened. So I'm like, oh, God damn, why are we missing all these opportunities that at least I thought would be cool, you know? But maybe because I didn't say anything either. So
Well, maybe. So, PCW, heavyweight title?
No, didn't happen. That was another disappointer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I came in the PCW, we did a real cool, like, takeover thing. Kind of like what NWO did with WCW.
Yeah.
But we did, like, three-ring circus.
Right.
We're the outsiders. We came in. We're sitting there watching your program. It literally, we came to a few shows just sitting in the crowd, and then we pull out a ticket when they're going to, like, escort us out gimmick. And some fan looks over to me, and he's like, so, you know, are you good? Are you a decent wrestler?
No.
And I just looked at him. I go, you're going to find out soon enough, buddy.
I suck.
I'm fucking horrible.
Why do you think I bought this goddamn ticket?
Does it look like I'm wrestling? I'm just watching a show. These guys are teaching me how to wrestle. Look.
Leave me alone.
Hold on. Give me a pen and paper, ringmaster.
No,
I'm studying here.
So never a heavyweight title anywhere.
Well, yeah, that was weird, too. Well, you know, so they build me up to be this big heel. I'm running over all their guys. And I'm actually doing new wrestling things. I don't even know if I was even doing good psychology. I was just doing all these fancy moves and just being creative. And I never was a good guy there either. We always got cheered for, but we never turned me into a face. I was always the bad guy for like ever.
The bad guy that was getting cheered?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So finally they have me and Egotistical Fantastical. Rob.
Right.
And me and him are in an outfit. And me and him are just, you know, just beating the shit out of each other all the time. And it was funny because after one match, Machine goes to me, goes, hey, Grin, when did you start working stiff? And I go, as soon as he started stiffing me. But we had some good, solid, at least my point of view, I thought we had really good, solid wrestling going on for that time at that company. And they were going to have either me or Ego get strapped back then. And then I was suggesting it would be cool if you just kept on flip-flopping the belt back and forth to us.
Hulk Hogan and Macho Man, Miss Elizabeth, WCW, high heel shoes.
Yeah, you know, and you don't really see that back then. Like, you don't see a champion lose one night, and then the next month he wins it back, and the next month, until it leads into a gimmick match where it's the final draw. And they didn't like any of my ideas. Like, even, like, every time I came up with an idea, they're like, no, don't do it. And then somebody's doing the idea I came up with. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on here.
I've heard this before.
this is familiar.
That's hilarious.
But, I don't know, it just got to the point where it just seemed like the only guys they wanted to push at that time in their company is just a lot of the owners. So
I think they did it up till they closed the doors.
Yeah, and I couldn't take it anymore. And plus,
I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't. You know.
During that time, like after I found out they weren't going to make me the champion, stuff, it kind of killed, you know, things for me.
Hmm.
And then I don't know. I was going through personal times at my home with my wife and stuff. And so it almost like I had a crossroad. I had to pick and choose what I wanted: wrestling or to be, you know, still be married. So I quit wrestling and tried to work my relationship out with my wife, and we've been together for 14 years now.
Congratulations,
And man, I'm happier than ever. We're both older and laid back, and you know.
And you got to come back to wrestling.
I'm mature.
You're right.
So much more mature.
Sure you are.
So, when we had our child, Peyton, and I looked at her and I go, well, I finally got Facebook because, you know, I stopped watching wrestling. I didn't have anyone's phone number. I just disappeared. And so
you did.
So I got Facebook, right? And I'm getting, you know, friends. And then people just start popping up and stuff. And they're like, oh, you know, why don't you come see our show and this and this and that. And I'm like, what the fuck? People still remember me? Like, 6 years, man.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. So I go to a wrestling show, and who do I see in the locker room? Machine. I haven't seen Machine in forever, you know. So I was excited to see him. I seen Ice View from LWF.
Sure.
It was just weird. And I started running into other people that, you know, knew me from when I watched me wrestle and stuff. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. People still remember me. That's nuts. So then I go home, and I was kind of a little excited. I'm like, hey, Tanya, what do you think about me getting back in the ring? And she looks at me, and she's always said, no, this, you know, this childish, you can get hurt, blah, 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 blah. She goes, you know what? Peyton would like to see you.
Oh.
And then she tells me, but I don't want you to take it serious. Just go have fun.
Right.
Because I know how you get when you get involved with things. You get 100%, no matter what, football or or drawing or anything I do. I don't know. I'm just weird. I get 100% into it, and I'm passionate about it. And
it's how you should be.
Right.
That's how you should be.
So I had to tell her, like, oh, yeah, no. I'll just go do a few shows, see how it feels. You know, every time I went to a wrestling promotion, I didn't know where to wrestle. So I didn't even know, like, what exists anymore. I didn't know nothing about independent wrestling. So it was just weird to, like, relearn everything.
I mean, all you did was LWF and PCW, right?
Right. So. Oh, and I did, like, a show here and there, but it was like I did something for WWZ.
Okay.
And they brought in like all these big names and stuff. So I was kind of like back then I'd probably say still green. Like I didn't understand the business. So I was a little intimidated being around all these big names. Now it doesn't bother me. It's fun to be, you know, because I feel that, you know, I could wrestle any of these guys now.
Nice.
You know, that's how I feel as a performer and a wrestler, you know. So, but, yeah, so when my wife said, yeah, you know, Peyton would love to see you wrestle and, you know, just don't get too serious in it. And I'm just kind of like, all right, yeah, I won't.
No problem.
Sure. And I don't know, man, it kept growing and growing. And then there's one time where I don't like to down anybody's promotion. Mm-hmm. I'm not about that. But there was nobody teaching me anything, you know, like I felt that I wasn't going to get anywhere else in my career until I, you know, found places with really good workers that could teach me more because I wanted to come in like a sponge, you know. I wanted to learn about this business and be able to be a top guy and a performer. So I was at an NAPW show in Whiting, Indiana, and some friends from high school were out there waiting to talk to me after the show. So I'm like, I'm in the locker room. I'm kind of bummed out. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know where my career was going. I was like, you know, maybe I should just call it quits after this show. You know, I don't know where to go. I don't know who to contact. You know, I think I've gone as far as I could with the companies I was working for. So I think I was working for four or five companies at the time.
Oh, wow.
And like I said, I didn't know what to do. So I went out there to meet my friend. And, dude, these people bombarded me. You were booked in that show, actually.
I was there.
I think your wife took some pretty cool pictures. And I didn't know what to think. I was like, wow, wait a minute here. And it's like I'm trying to talk to them, but one kid after another kid after adult after teenager. And I'm like, wow, I've just captured, like, all different ages with my, you know, my fantasy in my head and my, you know, ability.
We're all buying like hook, line, and sinker.
Right, yeah, so... So after that, I'm like, well, okay, maybe I should, you know, talk to, you know, some other guys. So when I got the opportunity to wrestle at ARW,
mm-hmm.
that's when I ran into Melanie Cruz, Rough Crossing, and GQ.
Okay.
And I got to do an outfit with GQ.
Right.
And he was the first, like, I think, wrestler that I wrestled, you know, not to down anybody that I wrestled before, but, you know.
Thank God he didn't wrestle me.
He just seemed like a worker.
Yeah, no, understood.
So I told him what I like to do, and he told me what he liked to do, and we put a good matches together. And he gave me the opportunity to get to wrestle again with somebody that, you know, wanted to wrestle me back.
Right, I got you.
Right, so that was cool. I felt, you know, I'm thankful for that because he actually, and then getting to meet Rough Cross, and that's amazing too, man. That guy, I think he sleeps, eats. And
he is wrestling.
He is right.
Jesus,
that guy's mind is amazing. I mean, so I meet him and I finally got to, you know, go to Blitz Pro Wrestling,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to go there first to introduce myself before I made an appearance or anything, just to show respect to the boys in the locker room, because I didn't know anybody, and I just know how, like, if you're a new guy comes into a company,
right,
that you're taking someone's spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I didn't want anyone to think that I'm here to take anyone's spot. I want to work my way from the bottom up to the top, just like anyone else. Even though I knew everybody, you know, all the writers and promoters and all that stuff. So it was kind of cool because...
Even though I had the easy track in, I wanted to make sure I shook everyone's hand on my way in the door. No, I'm just...
Well, I got to thank Ringmaster for getting me into Blitz because, well, here's a funny story. When our good friend Botch passed away, Steve Zoltz, I was at the funeral, and oh my God, it was amazing. I've never seen so many people there, you know, to say goodbye to a man. Wow. And, it was special. And just he shot a video that night, too, I always will remember, at that you almost believe that he was ready to go to heaven and be the Lord's fighting angel. And he was ready to move on to the next life. And I'm like, wow, I've never seen anybody so passionate and ready in what they believe. And so I was really impressed by that, you know.
Yeah.
So God rest his soul, you know, and all that good stuff. But so anyway, we run into Tony Scarpone, and he asked me to come wrestle for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I don't know. I haven't wrestled and watched wrestling. I don't know nothing about wrestling anymore. It's been like 4 years since I did anything.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even watch wrestling because I felt that if I watched it, I'd want to go back and do it again. So I just I stayed away from it. So.
No, understood.
So I go to do two different shows before I did Tony's show, and just to see.
Some knock the rust off?
Yeah, to knock the rust off. So then I go to do Tony's show, and it's funny because Jerry Lynn's there.
Huh.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I always wanted to wrestle Jerry Lynn, but, man, I feel that I suck right now, you know? Not ring shape. I'm not in bodybuilder shape.
Right.
So he goes, okay, you're in the main event with me and Jerry Lynn.
Woo!
Now I'm almost like, oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
What do I do?
Right to the top.
Yeah, I was nervous as shit. My heart's on me. I was like, oh, man, hey, Tony, maybe I should do some other match because, you know, and he's like, oh, well, you don't want to wrestle in a main event. And I'm like, it's Jerry Lynn. I want to get in the ring with Jerry Lynn. So I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, let's get out there. Man, I stunk it up. I was horrible. So I'm sitting there trying to, you know, contact Tony.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, so I don't know if I can make the one show. And Tony's probably like, oh, you're never coming back to do any shows. And
screw
you,
Greg.
Yeah, he never called me or contacted me ever again. So I was like, well.
You're not that good, Greg.
So I go, well, I guess my wrestling career is over. So I just went back to retirement again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was out of the business again until 2010. And that's when I started to wrestle as many wrestling companies as I can until I could figure out, you know, what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go. So.
And now here we are.
Yes.
Here we are. You were in Blitz. You came on the show. You were the No Limits champion. At that time, that title meant the world to you. And now, fast forward, what was that? When were you here? Was it? Six, seven months? When was that? Beginning of the year. Probably six months.
I wasn't in my right mind.
None of us were. Starks, do you remember when that was?
No.
Man, maybe I could look it up. But now, the heavyweight champion, your first championship, you missed the boat on it, or the other people missed the opportunities at every other place. And finally, someone has taken and bestowed upon you to be the man for their company.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
And you did it at the biggest show of the year, too.
Yeah.
WrestleFest 6.
Man, that's two ladder matches in a row I won on the biggest show of the night. Holy crap. Yeah, I didn't know what to think.
I thought about that. I was like, man. I was like, last year he won the No Limits title in a ladder match against Marche.
Right.
In the opener for WrestleFest 5.
What were they thinking? Putting us in the opener.
Wow.
That was a fun match.
And then, fast forward, now you're in the main event, ladder match, with Marche and Machine and Brubaker.
Right.
I mean, now, the night before, what were your thoughts?
I was thinking, wow, I'm going to have so much fun falling off ladders tomorrow. But to be in the ring with the three gentlemen that you had mentioned, man... What an honor. We put on a show. That was a lot of fun. Those guys are very talented. And I'd do it again. Put us all back in the ring. Give us more ladders.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Maybe some tables and some chairs.
Oh, my.
A little TLC for you. So you climb the ladder that night. You become the Blitz heavyweight champion. It was vacant, right?
Yes, yeah, vacant.
Vacant title.
It was kind of like the No Limits title. It was up for grabs.
Because
we double pinned each other.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
So it was another one of those matches where nobody owned the belt.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know if they meant to do that.
So you get the belt, you pull the belt down, you go through all the, you know, you get the cheers, the fanfare, all that. You get to the back, it's all said and done, they're breaking stuff down, you're changing out of your gear into your street clothes, wiping the paint off. What's going through your head as you stare at the heavyweight title and, you know, sitting there next to you?
Really, it didn't sink in yet.
Really?
No, I was just still, you know, excited that the fans wanted to meet me,
mm-hmm.
signing people's autographs and taking pictures with people. And, you know, and actually I got interviewed. This one guy interviewed me on Devil's Radio.
Okay.
And he had said he found it very impressive that when they were tearing the ring down, that I had a fan in my hand and I was still in my gimmick and I was still signing autographs and taking pictures with people. When I could have easily, you know, put the kid down and ignored everybody I got my one. But I went all the way around the ring and back and forth and took pictures and signed autographs with everybody that wanted my autograph and picture. And he said that he thought that I was a class act for doing that. And,
that's awesome.
That touched me there, you know, because you don't realize that, you know, I mean, I'm going to tell you the truth. I think if you're a celebrity and people are paying, you know, for your T-shirts and your toys and everything, and you don't take the time to thank your fans and sign autographs, then you're an idiot, you know? So I will always sign an autograph, and I always take a picture.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Bad guy or good guy, I've done it as a bad guy, even though you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
I made an interesting bad. I would always say I'm not a bad, I was a tweener.
Twink?
It's like I'm a bad guy, so the wrestling fans know the boomy, but really they want permission to cheer for me because I remember like at Pro Wrestling Blitz we were like the top heels for the longest time, and they finally kind of like opened the doors and said, well, here's what we're gonna do. We're just gonna feed you out there against the bad guy, Brubaker.
Mm-hmm.
And see how the fans react. So I'm like, all right, let's do it. Let's see what happens. So, you know, you got Brubaker out there calling me out and getting some heat. And then as soon as I stepped out of that curtain, holy crap, I'm glad I can smile because, holy crap, 300 people on their feet just going nuts that you just get permission now to cheer for the three rings.
Right.
You get permission now to cheer for Grin. You know, it's like, wow, this... What a feeling. It's like, it was awesome. So
it is a very surreal feeling when you go out there and they're not going boo and instead they're standing up and cheering for you and you're like, whoa.
Well, here's my philosophy since I came back to the business. I figure it's easier to be a bad guy so they can boo you and you don't have to worry about trying to get over as a good guy. But my problem is the fans seem to keep continuing to turn me into a good guy no matter where I go.
You cannot
I
be
love
a bad
playing
guy.
The villain.
You want to be a bad guy so bad, but the fans are like, no, you're a good guy, sorry.
I mean, I was in one promotion where I had to tell the promoter, hey, you're going to have to turn me into a face because they're booing your good guy, and, you know, I have to do my job out there, so you need to turn me into a face. And
you need me to be your face now.
Yeah, right. I mean,
this is what has to happen, right?
And they listened to me and it worked because
this is what's good for business.
Right. Exactly. I should use that line. I know that you guys have a whole story written out, but this is better for business.
Oh, man. Holy shit. That's awesome. That's awesome. Oh, whew. All right,
I'm
let's step
on. I'm trying that.
That's amazing. if you are listening, and you have balls and you want to ask Grant anything, 347-677-1767 is the number to call. 347-677-1767. Wow. Holy shit, man. You just went crazy there.
Oh, I know. listening to the show, they might know everything, anything about me.
Yeah.
I just saved this for my book.
Seriously, your book, your documentary, everything. Let's what's your first title defense?
Gail Myers. Gail Myers. Help you with it.
Ha.
Oh,
that's awesome.
He couldn't manage his guys out of a paper bag.
Oh. Yeah, he's still managing, isn't he?
Well, I know our first show is September 19th, but I'm going to be making an appearance at the Crestwood Windy City Thunderbolts in Crestwood, Illinois.
Oh, that's this
Thursday.
Thursday.
Right, yeah. So I'm going there. So anybody out there listening, I'll be there. Hello.
So you'll be at the Thunderbolts game.
Yeah, and then that Saturday I go to wrestle for NAPW, and then September 19th, I'll be back in Pro Wrestling Blitz.
Defending your heavyweight championship.
Against who, I don't know, but bring them.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bring all of them out, because I'm going to put them on the top of my grinder.
Holy shit.
I'm going to grind them up until they come out as grinded up meat, and I'm just there to turn the crank.
what about the chicken flicker?
Oh, man, I haven't used the chicken plucker in I don't know how long.
Jeez, when was the last time you used the chicken plucker?
Man, oh, I don't remember. I just use the grinder now.
Brum, 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 grinder.
The grinder.
Well, all right, well, to flip it up a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, that was your Blitz Heavyweight Champion. He's going to sit here with us, but, man, you gave him the business, gave him the news, gave him the information. Blitz Heavyweight Champion, first heavyweight championship in Grin's professional wrestling career. Man, I feel like I know more. Wow. But to flip it up a little bit, to stay on the professional wrestling front, as we have roughly 18 minutes left in the live broadcast, this Saturday at the Berwyn's Eagles Club,
6309 West
26th
Street. Sorry.
Yeah. We have Anarchy Rising 5.
Word.
Where your Anarchy Pro Heavyweight Champion, Buddy Roberts Jr., will be in action. What else is happening that night? Stocks. What do we know that's going to happen this Saturday at Anarchy Rising 5?
Well, so far, announced. We have, obviously, the heavyweight champion. That's the music in the background.
Yeah, I got the Bad Street USA music playing because I didn't know what the Anarchy Rising 5 theme was, so I just went with the Bad Street USA theme.
I'll take it.
Whatever works.
Although it's gonna be. Well, I'll announce a couple matches here.
Snap!
We have the local luchas. The team of Sky Ed Jr. and Bandolato. These guys go crazy, but taking on the Flash Brothers.
Ooh, no. I've noticed on the local scene there's two sets of Flash Brothers.
There are.
There's Flash Harris. He's got like two different types of brothers. Either that or they're some really bad twins. I'm just saying. Maybe they're triplets playing a tag team. I don't know.
Good God.
The other one's shorter, a little stouter. not as tall and lean as the Anarchy Pro version.
Well, we've got the Chief Atakula Kula. You know him, man.
Oh, Chief.
A couple times.
Yeah, okay. He's coming back, huh? Chief
Atakula. Yeah, he'll be back out here. The shit out of... Akuma Okoye.
Oh, my God.
That should be a nice
Chief,
nice chest
chop
there.
Chief Atakana Akalak.
Chief.
Jesus Christ, man. Is taking on a... I feel sorry for the ring announcer on that match. Chief Akanak... How do you say that again?
Chief Atakula Kula versus
Chief
Akuma Okoye.
Yeah, I say that 10 times fast. Chief... I can't even get the... I just call him right. Chief. I can't even get that right. Chief Atawada Kula.
Chief. The Chief versus Akuma.
The Chief versus Akuma. What the hell was that? Fucking poltergeist. What are you doing over here? Okay, so Chief versus Akuma. Okay, sweet. We got the Luchas versus the Flash Brothers. All right.
We've also got Gumac.
Gumac.
Yeah, you see? Everybody's catching on to it. We've got the new Anarchy Pro sensation versus the captain, James Wilhelm. You know that guy who's going around saying, I'm the captain, I'm the captain, I'm the captain of the ring, I'm your captain.
Yeah.
He's
like really bad Popeye. That's what he reminds me of, like a really bad Popeye. I like it. It's a really bad Popeye.
Yeah, that's why I dig it, too. I'm like, he comes out with the pipe and the whole, I'm the captain. But, yeah, so we've got the captain versus Humek in a barbed wire enclosed. Well, basically, all the ropes are going to be wrapped in barbed wires. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what?
Oh, yeah. That was just announced. All the wires will be wrapped in barbed wire for those two so they can settle this once and for all.
Wow, that's Yeesh, that's crazy.
Yeah, oh, you're telling me. We also have the Schnoggerelli. Everybody knows Schnoggerelli versus the cruiserweight sensation Joey Britton.
Well, yeah. That's like Chris Jericho being a cruiserweight. Joey Britton, cruiserweight sensation. That's awesome. That's like, it's totally Chris Jericho WCW. That's awesome. I love it.
We've also got the beautiful one.
Beautiful one. Oh, Brad Kevins. All right.
Brad
the cruiserweight
Kevins.
Cruiserweight champion. Right?
The cruiserweight champion. You are correct, sir. The cruiserweight champion, Brad Kevins. Versus Marcelo Spade versus Miz Manners in a triple threat ladder match for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Look at that. We just talked about a singles ladder match. Then we talked about a four-way ladder match. Now we're talking about a three-way ladder match. Man, there are so many things you can do with a fucking ladder.
The hardware stores are going to run out of ladders.
That's what she said.
Like, oh, sorry, no more ladder matches. We sold out of ladders.
Oh, that's awesome. Misfit Manners versus Marcelo Spade versus the Cruiserweight Champion, beautiful Brad Kevins. That'll be a good match.
We also have the Heavyweight Championship match, Buddy Roberts Jr. versus Mojo McQueen. And we also, there it is.
Man from
Bad Street, the Anarchy Pro Heavyweight Champion himself.
Yeah.
Now, does Mojo wear a mask now? He doesn't do makeup
anymore? Yeah.
Wow, yeah. That kind of kills the mystique of him now.
Well, the makeup almost killed him.
Oh, really?
Literally. Got a bad reaction.
Yeah, they have lead in that makeup?
I don't know. I don't know what he was using, but the makeup that he was using, he ended up having an allergic reaction to it at a show.
Okay.
And they had to take him to the hospital.
That's kind of scary. Well,
so, yeah, he doesn't do the makeup.
Well, with my makeup, you know, they try to set a fireball towards my face. Oh, like, no, do not do that around my face. It'll go up in flames.
Get the fuck out of here. No way.
Yeah, so makeup is kind of dangerous. Like,
no.
Depending on what you're using.
Do you use latex?
I put latex in acrylics.
Fuck
so
that.
It doesn't smear on nobody's costumes or anything. Yeah. It stays on my face for the whole night, too.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And I have my hair spray in my hair to keep my hair up.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope there's a fireman around. I'm going up in flames. The devil is finally taking me.
Holy shit. So Mojo McQueen versus Buddy Roberts Jr. Pot Do. Is that what's happening?
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
And the ambulance match was off the hizzle. If anybody
but no ambulance this time, though.
No ambulances this time. It's just going to be a straight-up one-on-one brawl. And it's going to be a killing. You know, there's still going to be more matches. You know, that's all that's just been announced right now.
That's awesome.
Your match is still to be announced. And, you know, but I did hear... That you have a little surprise if you're
sad. Hell yeah, dude. Oh, hell yeah. Anarchy Rising 5, I got a huge surprise up my sleeve for everybody.
Not in your pants?
No, I will tell you this much. There will not be a dry eye, let alone dry panties in that place by the time I'm done Saturday night. Yeah, no. I'm going to rock the place Saturday night. I got a huge surprise. At Anarchy Rising 5. Huge surprise. And I'm not bullshitting either. It's one of those things where you're going to show up and I'll be like, ha-ha, I got you, dummy. You just showed up and I don't have a surprise. No, I legitimately have a huge surprise for Saturday night. So
is it going to be a panty dropper?
Yeah, panties will drop and get thrown into the ring. It's going to be insane.
It's going to be pretty wet.
Oh, it's going to be very... Yeah, we can't wrestle no more, guys. Sorry, because my huge surprise just got the ring soaking wet with panties. Ew. All that DNA.
It wasn't raining men this time.
Oh. Here we go. Nothing. Now we're saying anything's wrong with that, but you know how that goes. So that's this Saturday. This Saturday, Anarchy Rising 5. God, I can't believe it's
the biggest one yet.
Can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, Saturday. It doesn't seem like it. It seems like this yesterday, you know.
Yep.
But, you know, this Saturday at the lovely and scenic, in the lovely and scenic Berwyn, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen, you can get your tickets for just $10. That's right. Just $10. $5 for kids. Dollar beers all night. And don't forget about the huge, huge celebration, the huge celebration after party that we're throwing the Berwyn Eagles Club. As soon as the show's over, come on up. Come on up to the private bar that the wrestlers get to sit at and enjoy. And, there's going to be karaoke. Did I mention there's going to be karaoke? There's going to be karaoke.
No way.
There's going to be karaoke. It is on like Donkey Kong, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my
and,
God.
If I'm,
I might have to spend the night
feeling good, I might order some pizza. You never know. Either or, get your ass down there. We're going to have a blast.
Should we bring sleeping bags for this? Is this a lock-in?
I mean, we might have to.
Dear God. Chuck's not going to kick us out, is he?
You know what? I got a 20-foot trailer. I could just strap everybody down, bring them to my crib.
Everybody just hold on. Who's driving? This is Starks. Holy crap.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Okay,
yeah,
we got...
It's going to be a great night. You're not going to want to miss it.
No, that's not. It's gonna be awesome. I can't wait. I'm gonna end up staying out there. That's gonna have to happen. After my huge surprise and then this huge party, I don't even care what my match is at this point. My surprise and this after party is what I'm looking forward to. Screw everybody else. Well, yeah, that too. Let's see. We got 6 minutes left in the program. Do you want to go into the extras and clean up with some of our stuff here?
I'm having a really hard time, you know, holding this my son down. He's getting crazy over here, so I'm not going to be able to do extras.
Okay.
But I do have a rant, so hit it.
Oh, you do have a rant. Oh, no shit. I wasn't prepared for that. That's what I did. Okay, hold on. No, I got you. I got you. I got you, though. You're gonna get your rant in. You'll get your rant in before this show's over. Here we go. We're gonna see fucking technology. Gotta love it.
I wouldn't be able to find my way around if they didn't have GPS.
Isn't that the truth?
I'd be lost.
I find myself just using it half the time just to get to the expressways. I don't even care. Like, dude, you know where you're at, right? I don't care.
I use it to find my front door.
Nice.
I walk around the block. I'm like, where am I at?
Nice.
Yes, thank God.
Monday night. Show's almost over. And this is the Angry Mexican. Yeah. All right. I don't know what grinds my gears. I don't know what really gets under my skin is, you know, when you're just fondoodling on Facebook and, you're just fondoodling, you know, and like, oh, I'm going to check out my old pal over here, and then what? Where's my old pal at? I can't find him. What? Let me look him up. What? I've been blocked. What? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. That's my angry rant. What the fuck? You tell me. I'm going to block you, you son of a bitch. That's what you tell me. So I can at least be like, why? And it's not. So then, I guess you've just been,
Oh, that's awesome. At least you got your anger rant out of the way.
That's my rant.
Well, that's good. Well, 3 minutes left. Before we get out of here, we're going to wrap it up. Anything you'd like to say, Grin?
Well, I first got to say thank you for listening to Ha Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, thank the fans, because I wouldn't be here without you.
Starksky, before we wrap it up.
I'd like to say don't ever try to meet me, live to love me. Hashtag these nuts. Hashtag if you don't like me, then bitch, I don't like you. Catch on the flip side.
All right. Well, I'll be here Thursday for Thursday Night Thunder with Johnny Draven and myself. We talk pro wrestling news, rumors, and our opinions. And then this Saturday at Anarchy Rising 5 in Berwyn. And then back here Monday night. I can't wait to do it all over again with you people. And hey, Starks, you definitely have to come to the studio. It's looking really nice now that we're getting more stuff decorated in here. Ooh. But till next week, we'll catch you all on the flip side. We out.
This show is awful.
Terrible.
Disgusting.
See you next week.
Worse. I believe it if I hadn't watched it.
Believe what?
I don't know. I wasn't watching. Oh! I didn't like it.
What do you have a avocado think? I can't believe those rats were responsible for this show.
Why not? They were also responsible for the bubonic plague. Oh! Hey, you old fool. You slept through the show.
Who's a fool?
You watched.
Oh, Black Betty. Bam, 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 the damn thing gone wild. Bam, bam, said a word, not a mind. Bam, bam, the damn thing gone blind. Bam, bam, said a
call that? Frankly, I'd call it quits. Quits! Quits!
Something wonderful happens.
What?
It is.